The World Health Organization says recent studies prove the more young people are exposed to tobacco advertising, the more likely they are to start smoking and the less likely they are to quit. Despite this, WHO officials say only 5% of the world's population is covered by comprehensive bans on tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship. The director of WHO's tobacco-free initiative, Dr. Douglas Fetcher, says that leaves 95% of the world's population exposed to the unbridled marketing activities of the tobacco industry.
The tobacco industry continues to spread its deadly product as the vector of the tobacco epidemic. The tobacco company spends tens of billions of dollars to market its products and tens of billions of dollars a year around the world to particularly develop and study and market to young people, especially in developing countries.
The World Health Organization says most people start smoking before the age of 18, and almost a quarter of those before the age of 10. Because of this, it says tobacco companies target young people by falsely linking the use of tobacco products with qualities such as glamour, energy, and sex appeal. Dr. Betcher says the tobacco industry markets its product in movies, on the internet, in fashion magazines, music concerts, and sports events to get young people hooked onto their product. He says the industry has even converted young people into walking billboards. Wherever tobacco companies cannot advertise, he says they put their logo on boots, shirts, and other personal items. He says young women and girls are particularly at risk of being targeted and ensnared by these aggressive marketing techniques.
We've recommended total advertising bans. WHO recommends these because enforcement of a complete ban on advertising, promotion, and sponsorship will definitely reduce consumption. Evidence shows that countries that put into place and enforce them and make sure that all the companies are obeying to these bans will enjoy a 16% drop in consumption over countries that do not impose such bans.
The World Health Organization says 5.4 million people a year die prematurely from tobacco-related illnesses, with 70% of these deaths in developing countries. It expects this figure to rise to 8.3 million deaths by 2030. And if current smoking trends continue, WHO warns up to 1 billion people could die from tobacco-related diseases this century. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.